Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for White Boy Rick. It's directed by Jan Demange, who has done a lot of overseas TV. The writers are Andy Weiss and Logan Miller. It stars Matthew McConaughey, Richie Merritt, Belle Polly, and Jennifer Jason Leigh. And the synopsis is the story of a teenager, Rick Wershe Jr., who becomes an undercover informant for the FBI during the 1980s, was ultimately arrested for drug trafficking and sentenced to life in prison. The movie starts off in Detroit, maybe like the early 1980s. The main character, Rick Wershe Jr., he's a teenager, dropped out of school. His dad, who is played by Matthew McConaughey, is a gun dealer. In order to make some money, his son, who is Rick Jr., sells some guns to some drug dealers in his neighborhood. Due to selling the guns to the drug dealers, he gets very close with them, invite him into the inner circle. There's a lot of corruption between the police and the city government that basically allows the drug dealers to go unchecked. Eventually, the FBI finds Rick Jr. The FBI knows that Rick sold the guns to the drug dealers. They try to incriminate his father into all this, and Rick says that he was the one that sold the guns to them. Leave his father out of it. So they have him start buying drugs so they can use him to get to other drug dealers. And that's what will stop. So what I felt about this movie, it's just very soulless. There's a lot of things that are more vignettes than a natural screenplay, but there doesn't really seem to be some connecting thread. In any movie like this, it's about the rise and then the fall. Plateaus at a certain point very early on and just kind of stays there and then drops off. It's trying to emphasize that because he was 14 and he is an informant for the FBI, this is unbelievable. This should never happen. One thing should be the most important element of the movie, and it's just overlooked. Some of the dialogue is also difficult to understand. Jennifer Jason Leigh plays one of the FBI agents, and she has a tendency to mumble, particularly with Rick Jr. It just sounds like he's also mumbling as well. The acting in the movie is passable. It's TV level acting, but people don't necessarily do a bad job, but it's not some Oscar nominated performance. I didn't really get a good sense about the family dynamic. I didn't really get a sense about Rick's passion for selling drugs or his connection to all the drug dealers. He's calling people his friends, but never really was any bonding between that. The later two-thirds of this movie should have been a lot better. A lot of this is about the rise and fall. The rise wasn't very well done, and then the fall was drawn out. And then it skips ahead a couple of years. And again, this is supposed to be unprecedented, that the FBI should not be using children as informants. And again, it's just kind of looked over. So because of the way that the screenplay is, you never really get a good grasp of the characters. Obviously, Matthew McConaughey is in this movie. It's just like he shows up for a couple of scenes, says some lines, and that's it. There's not a lot of bonding between him and his son. It's stated in the movie, but you don't really see it. And then his sister has a drug problem. Being told that Matthew McConaughey's character should care about that, but you don't really see that. You don't really see a family dynamic or dysfunction. Trying to hit certain points, and they had written scenes for those points, but everything in between that just felt a little loose. So for that, I'm going to give this a 5. This movie could have been a lot better. The way that the pacing is very sluggish. The movie is almost 2 hours, but it feels a little wasted on that. The court case where he goes to jail is very brief. You don't see any courtroom drama portions like you would in a normal movie. Again, this gets a 5, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.